Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. May I please have your email address?
Yeah, it's Saima Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N, at sbcglobal.net.
All right, and what did you say the first word was?
Saima. S as in Sam, A-I-M-A.
All right, S-A-I-M-A.
P-E-R-R-O-N.
Okay.
At sbcglobal.net.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment. And there was SBC Global.
Right. Sam Baker Charlie Global.net.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to find a subscription with that information. Let me make sure I got it right. You said S A I M.
Now, is that S as in Sam, not F as in Frank?
Yes, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, I as in Igloo, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy at sbcglobal.net.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not able to find a subscription with that email address. Could it be up on a different email address?
Well, you know, here's the reason why I'm calling. I got an email to get the subscription for $2.50. And I went ahead and signed up for it, but I didn't realize that was only for like one account. So I had forwarded that over to my friend, and my friend signed up for it. And then now when I go into my account, I'm seeing all my friend's details. So it almost seems like that was only for one person, and I thought it was just a general thing out there, you know, for $2.50.
Well,
so
it is,
it's,
ma'am,
all kind of messed up.
Well, yeah. See, probably what had happened when your friend signed up, sometime the computer do a lot of autofilling, and I'm thinking that's what happened. But your friend could use the same link that you had. That wouldn't be a problem. But now with the email address that you gave me, I'm not even able to. Let me look at my other system. Hold on.
Well, I can give you an order number because when I log in, I'm able to log in. But it's got all my friends' details, which is really odd. And then when I actually go to the My Orders section, it's got two orders. It was an order I tried to do for my mother's membership and an order I tried to do for my membership. And both are appearing under my friend's account, which actually logs in with my email and my password. Like, everything is messed up, and I think I did that by mistake.
Let's see here.
Like, I can give you an order number. The one for mine, are you able to look up by order ID?
Okay, now I found you in my other system.
And then you should probably find my mom as well, which, let's work on mine first.
Yeah.
Because I think my mom's is going to be the same issue.
I found a Shabar Osman.
That's the one. Yeah, that's my mom's.
So this is your mom's. But now her email address is showing that it's shabar152jjj@gmail.com.
Correct. She wants a different account.
But I don't understand.
Right, I don't understand.
I
don't understand what happened because all of it is appearing under my friend's account. And let me tell you, let me go to my friend's details. Hang on. If I go to profile, I'm logged in as mine. And hers is SamMaryHutchins at sbcglobal.net.
Yeah, let me see.
So we should actually have three separate accounts for that $2.50, but everything is merged into this one account. I don't know what happened.
Wow. Okay, hold on one moment, because I have to figure out.
Because it had no problem taking $2.50 of payment, because every single time that went through.
Give me one moment. Give me one moment, man. I'm trying to. All right.
No problem. Take your time. I know it's really confusing. I don't know how everything just merged together. And it's really irritating for me, too, because I'm like, oh, it charged me twice, you know, once for my mom, once for me. And then obviously my friend's got her own account and she used her own credit card. It's just really weird how everything just merged together.
All right, let's see here. Let me put in, let me see if I can get your mom's email address, hold on, and see if I
it was shavar152jjj
let me see at if I can find that in the system and see what is going to come up. See, now I found that one in the system. I found hers and okay, so I found hers. So hers is active, look like.
But hers is, when I log in with my email address and the password I set up, the very top of the account shows my mom's name, but the membership detail, the profile information, is my friend's.
See, I can't find anything with the SAIM one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why, because it, I mean, I could give you the account, the,
what's your friend's
the
email
order
address?
Number. My friend's email, hang on, it's on the profile in here. It is S as in Sam, M as in Mary, H U T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, H I N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, now I found her, Stefania.
Yeah, Stefania, right.
Okay, Stefania, okay. Now I found her. I can find everybody but you. And you were the one that got the offer, right? Isn't it something?
I'm the one that got the email saying, hey, sign up. I know. So, no, but my concern here is that my mom, are you going to be able to separate the accounts? Like, why is everything all merged?
Well, see, that's the thing about it. It looks like, well, two of the accounts are already separated. Let me see if I can, let me log into your friends. Hold on. Let's see here.
And the funny thing is when I log in, it shows my friend's profile information. At the very top right, it shows my mom's name, but it says, hello, Sima Perone. So everything is just merged together. I don't know. I'm wondering if maybe I did that in error by clicking on the join for 250 link.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Now your friend's account seems to be working just fine.
She must have clicked on the link first, because I know I sent it to her, and then later in the day, I signed up.
Yeah, because even when I log into her, it says, hello, Stefania. Is that how you pronounce
Stefania.
It? Okay, Stefania. So that's what hers says. So she's fine. So
okay.
Let's just work with your mom's and yours, because I need to figure out how come I can't find you in one system, but I can find you in another one with them. Hold on. I need to see what I have to do. Hold on one moment. Okay, let's see. Maybe. All right, so let me log back into your account. Because it's, but like I said, when I put in your email address, your mom's information is what's coming up, not yours. She's 649531.
I'm going to log out of this in case it causes any problems. Hang on. I just logged out.
Okay. Now, when I'm into your account, okay, right there showing your name. Oh, I can tell you what happened. Wait. So who is Shabar? You said it's your mom.
That's my mom, yeah.
So this is what it is. So when your mom signed up, she signed up. It's like she bought you a membership. What she did was she put her information here for the billing address. And then it's like she signed you up, if that makes sense, what I just said.
Well, I signed my mom up. I was paying for it, so I put my credit card information in there.
Yeah, the way it looks here, because of the billing information, we got Shabar Osmond of 12 Lentz.
Crescent in Brampton, right,
yeah, Brampton,
in Ontario.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what we have. And then... And then we got her email address here. But so it's like that she, so it's like she bought you this membership in a certain sense. But
I bought it for her,
yeah, but
though.
It's supposed to have been the other way around.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Hold on.
I mean, I don't care what you have to do. If you have to, like, cancel those memberships and we sign up again, that's fine. But I just need everything straightened up to where, you know, she can at least log into her account.
Yeah. I think what I may have to do, let me see here. I'm trying to see how can I even fix this. Hold on. Because when I put in your email address, it's just like that you don't even have an account. Okay, so you can't sign in under your email address. Have you tried to do that or you're not able to do it?
Oh, no, I can totally do that. And that's when, like, I'm going to do it right now. If I hit login, and I'm going to log in with my email and the password that I set up for it. And I'm logged in, and now at the very top it says Shavar, as if I'm logged in with my mom. But then it says, hello, Saima. And if I go to the profile details, it's got my friend's information. So it's almost like that one particular ticket that was in the email was only for one person. And whenever we clicked on it again to sign up, it somehow associated that ticket number with the original person that signed up first, which would have been my friend. I think that's
what happened.
All right,
give me one moment. Yeah, give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to figure out. Okay, the customer beat that. Okay. So the main membership for this particular account is your mom's, I suppose. Let me see. All right. Well, no. Yeah, we need to cancel some of these memberships and to give
I say let's cancel my mom's and let's cancel mine. Let's leave my friend's intact the way it is.
Yeah, we're not going to bother hers because it's him, Hutchins. That's fine. But the only thing about canceling yours is I can't cancel something that I don't see. I don't see, that's what I'm saying. I don't even see a membership for you. Okay, let me ask you this question. So you paid for, did you pay for your mom's on the 11th and then you paid for one today on the 14th?
Correct.
Okay.
I paid for mine on the 11th and I paid for my mom's today.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Yeah, I do see that much. So I need to see how can we cancel this. Also, these need to be two separate accounts.
Right.
That's what it is. Hold on. Because I see what you paid for it on the 11th, but yeah, hold on one moment. Yeah, I have to get some help with this. Give me one moment, ma'am. I'm sorry. Just give me one moment.
Okay, no problem.
I know what to do, but I just want to make sure. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, both of these. All right, let's see here. I'm asking my supervisor. Let's see. Yeah, and normally, see what it is, and the system doesn't even supposed to even allow that to even happen, but it did. So,
what's that?
The system normally doesn't supposed to allow that to even happen, but it did.
Oh, see, that's what I was wondering, is that maybe I messed it up because I clicked on that, three people clicked on that same link to log in with a $2.50 account, but the fact that we use totally different email addresses, totally different names, totally different physical addresses, I don't know how it merged everything together.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if you have to put in a ticket for them to separate these two accounts or what exactly got to be done. Just give me one moment. I'm not going to cancel anything out. Because if I do that, then I don't want you all to lose something. I'm just going to see exactly which way that she wants me to go with this. I'm thinking that she's probably going to tell me to put in a trouble ticket for it. And like I said, your friend. Okay. Well, Okay, so this is what she told me to do. She told me to cancel one of them, click on order number 1228476. It will cancel the Shabar one, then change all the info back to the other one, custom and work pair. Hold on, let me see here. Let me... Okay, so let me try that. Hold on a moment.
Will I end up getting charged again or no?
No, but actually, you fixing it. You're gonna get a refund.
Okay.
You're gonna get a refund for the
For my mom's.
Yeah, you're gonna get the refund for the $249.
Okay, for the one that I did today, which is my mom's.
Yes, she told me to cancel the Siobhan. It's the one that you did today. All right, but why is that? Okay, that's the one today. So let me cancel that one. Okay, click cancel agreement. All right, cancel the Shabar.com. Okay. All right, so now I've canceled that one. Okay, now that $2.49 looks like that it may be credit back into your account already. Can you check to see if you received that credit? Because it was approved, so it may not be right this instant, but you'll probably get it later on today sometime.
Yeah, that's my Bank of America credit card. Let me check.
So now I've canceled that one. Then let me go back and let me change everything back to where it's supposed to be. Hold on one moment.
I don't think I'll see the credit that fast, honestly. I could check, but I don't think it happens that fast.
But now you
these
probably
systems are these systems are not that efficient.
Yeah. But now I did go on and I issued the credit for that. I can assure you that you probably would get it really probably before today is over with anyway.
Well, I see something from Craftsy pending, so maybe that is the credit coming through that fast.
Yeah, I'm telling you, our system works really fast. When we canceled, it was a lady that I was on the phone with one day, and I canceled and gave her a refund, and she got it back before we even hung up.
Oh, okay. I mean, I do see something showing that it is trying to, it's something pending for $2.50. But you know what? That could have been the charge from today. So, no, I don't see it on my Bank of America card yet, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. So now we change everything back. So now the SAIM, that's your information, right?
Right.
Okay. So now I've given you the refund for that. So let me change everything back in here. I'm going to remove your mom's off. Okay, now, do you want me to update your... So this is not your address, the 12. Kristen, is that your address or is that your mom's?
That's my mom's.
Okay, so your name is Shabar. Now, what is your address?
No, my mom's name is Shabar.
Oh, that's right, your mom. So what is your first name?
Now, if Shavar's account has all the address intact, then why don't we... Is her email there, too?
No, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. Her email is not there. See, I've canceled hers anyway. So now we're
that's
working
fine.
With yours.
Okay, so my address is 46...
Well, what's your first name?
Oh, Saima. S as in Sam. A-I.
Mm-hmm.
M as in Mary.
Is it S-A-I? So
S-A-I-M-A.
S-A-I-M-A. And what's your last name?
Perrone. P as in Peter. E as in Edward. R-R. O N as in Nancy.
O N P E R R O N. And what is your address?
It is 46384 Leanna, L E A N N A Drive.
Okay.
In Macomb, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, O, M as in Mary, B as in Boy, Michigan, 48044.
Oh, so you're in the United States. Okay, hold on, wait.
Yeah, I'm in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Right. My mom's in Canada, who I haven't been able to go see since last year, March.
Oh, I know. It's so sad. I know.
It is so sad. I moved here, actually, to be closer to her, and I'm like, damn it, I can't see my mom.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
I haven't gone this long without seeing her. I mean, we go at least every 2 months, you know, we go and see her.
Okay. And it's in Michigan. All right. And what's your phone number?
586-797-9109.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get you set up, and then I want you to log into your account for me, okay? So give me one moment. I'm gonna have to definitely reset your password, too, though. So
that's fine.
All right. But once I reset it, then you can always change it, too. You know, whatever it's you want. Yeah. All right, so that did work. All right, so now let me. All right, so give me one moment. All right, so let me see here. All right, so let's see here. So let me sign out of this, and then we'll log back in. Just see if it would allow me to find you in my system, 288-287. All right. Let me put in this. All right, just a moment. Let's see here. Okay. All right, so now it allowed me to find you there. So let's see if I can find you here. Now my computer wanna get slow. Lord, give me one moment. All right, let's see. I mean, this here is just an literally got slow. Let me try another tab. Let's see here. I know the system can't be down. Hold on one moment. Okay, 'cause I updated everything there. I got your user's name, and I got all of that. I got your address, and then I got your phone number. All right, so give me one moment. Let's see here. Now what the problem is. Let's see. It looks like the system is down. Let me see if I can find out now what's going on with the system. All right, let's see. It normally don't be down long. All right, just give me one moment, ma'am. I do apologize. Just when you be trying to help somebody. Okay, I changed this. How come it didn't change? It didn't even, let me go back out. Because I changed everything back in there. Just that one. So let me change. All right, now give me your email address. What was it?
My email is Saima, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, I, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, O, N as in Nancy, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay. All right, so I changed it there. All right, so let me see what allowed me to sign in now. This here is, this, I know this hadn't went down again. Hold on one moment. Okay. Ma'am, if this don't work this time, what I'm going to have to do is just put in a ticket because it's, for some reason it's not switching everything over. I'm going to definitely have to put in a ticket with both of these email addresses.
Well, that's why I was saying I wonder if it might be easier just to cancel it and I resubmit it again.
Yeah. Well, now I canceled one of them and you will be getting a refund for your mom. So that one you will get a refund for.
Okay, so how do I sign up for my mom's again then?
But you'll be able to, well, you'll be able to sign back up with her because her email, it doesn't, sort of doesn't exist anymore because I've canceled that account. If you try to, did you ever log in with your mom's email address?
No.
Yeah. See, now you'll be able to, you should be able to, now you should be able to get your mom for the $249 offer, but let's see.
Because right now, okay, so now it does say Saima and Saima. Let me see what it shows from my profile when I log in with my account.
Yeah,
it still shows Stefania.
Yeah. See, hold on, I can change that. Let's see here. Okay. Now, where do you see her name at?
When I log in with my email and my password, it's under the profile information.
Oh, profile. Let's see. Yeah, it sure does. Let's see here.
And when I go in there to try and update everything, it gives me an error saying it can't do it.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I can fix that. Hold on. I can fix that. Give me one moment. All right, let's see here.
So you're saying I should be able to click on that link again and sign my mom up again?
Yes, but just make sure that you are signed all the way out of yours. See, that's what I don't know what went on or what happened, but somebody wasn't all the way out of days earlier, and that's how this. Yeah, you just have to make sure that you're all the way out. But let me see. Let me change your get your friend's name off. Hold on one moment.
Canada.
Okay.
Lent Crescent, Brampton, Ontario.
Active membership.
Shvar 152JJJ. Create a password.
No, I don't even. Let me see. Okay, see if so what you're trying to do now, you're trying to sign your mom up.
Yeah, so I'm putting in the credit card information right
but
now.
But make sure that you're logged out of yours, though.
I am. Security code. All right, so I filled in all the information, and I am about to hit complete order. Let me make sure I've got everything right for my mom. Okay, complete order. All right, so it says the order was placed. Let me sign out of my mom's and sign back in and see what it's doing. Okay, so my mom's, let me look at the membership details. Okay. Let me look at her profile.
Okay, now I just see for your mom, you paid $249, so that one went through correctly.
So we cannot locate your account. It may take 24 hours to load your account. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the details of hers. 12 Lent Crescent, what is this? Brampton, I guess how you pronounce it.
Brampton, yeah. Okay, so hers is fine. All right, that's fine. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out of her account because now at least it shows her name and hello, Shavar, so that's fine. Now, I'm wondering, are you able to cancel mine?
Let's see here. Hold on. Give me your email one more time.
It's SAIMAPERRON
at
SBCGlobal.net.
Okay, so now I found yours. Okay, so yours is fine now. So are you able, so now are you still able to get into your account?
Let me see.
Yes, I can get in.
Let me look at the profile details.
Is that profile? We got to fix that.
Yeah, the profile's all wrong, Phil. It's got my friend's information.
Yeah, let's see here. Contact info.
Which I wonder if that makes a big difference at all.
I mean, it really truly wouldn't, but I would rather have my information than hers, but I mean, it wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, I think I want my information too. And even if I try and update it, it gives me an error trying to save it.
Yeah. Give me your address one more time. Let me update it right here.
It's 46384.
46384.
Leanna Drive.
L-E-A-N-N-A.
L-E-A-N-N-A, right. Macomb, Michigan, 48044.
There was M-A-C.
O-M-B as in boy.
O-M-B. And then there was in Michigan. And what was the zip code?
48044.
48044. Okay, so now I've updated that. So let me make sure that it's updated here. Yeah, I'm going to find out how to get her name off of yours. Just give me one moment. Yeah, because I mean, truly, I would want my name on there as well. So I wouldn't want anybody else's on there. I wouldn't. All right, so let's see here. All right, so everything here is still looking right, your address and all of that. Now, I have to figure out, okay, how to get your friend's name off of there. Hold on. It says,
that's why I'm thinking if we cancel my account, because now you're seeing it. If we cancel that and then I resubmit for one, it should be fine.
Well, I mean, we can get it canceled if you like. Now, we can cancel it. The SAIMAPERRON, the SBCGlobal.net. Would you like to do that?
Let's try that. It'll be easier for you, too. I just have to put my card information in again, which is not a big deal.
Well, actually, if you do that, then basically, that's not going to work. It's not. We just have to take her name off because it's like if you cancel now and then, because once you sign back up, now, do you have another email address that you could use?
No.
Yeah, because if you use a different email address, then basically all that information will still be, all your information will still be stored in our, you know, like in our system. Let's see.
Well, I do have another one. I do have a Gmail.
Okay, well, would you like to sign up with that one then?
We can do that. That's fine.
Okay, so let me cancel this one out for you then. And you get
I think
refund.
This should just make it easier for you, too. It's less of a headache to try and figure out what to do.
Yeah, okay. Hold on one moment. All right, so cancel. Okay, so now this one is canceled. Now you will get a refund back for the $2.49 on this one. So now all you have to do is just sign and make sure that you're signed all the way out.
I am.
Of yeah, please make sure it's very important.
Yeah, I am. I signed out. I made sure of it.
Okay. And now just sign back up and just use that Gmail email that you have.
4634 Leanna Drive, Macomb. I'm excited to start looking at some of these videos, but I can't seem to get logged in. Oh my God, what is going on? This is crazy. 586-797-9109. And the email, I'll use my x01osman@gmail.com. I make sure it's only charging me $2.50. Yes, it is. Now, if I decide before this 1 year expires that I don't want to keep the membership anymore, do I actually have to call customer service, or is there a way to cancel online?
You can send us an email, or you can call us. Yes, ma'am. Just let us know that you, you know.
Oh, so I can't actually do it online because I didn't see a way to do that.
Yes, ma'am. You won't be able to do it online, but you can just, you can call customer service, or you can no, just send us an email and we can get a counsel for you. Yeah, it's a very great deal for $2.49, though.
Yeah, it is. I saw a really nice I was looking at the videos, and I saw a really nice I think it was a cardigan that you could make. There was a whole week instruction on the cardigan, and I was like, wow, I want to make that. That's nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now I've logged. It looks like it automatically logged me in. Let me make sure. Do you actually see that account?
Oh, hold
it's,
on. Hold on.
It's X01.
X01.
O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, @gmail.com. It's my maiden name.
Okay.
Well, minus the X01.
Okay, I've found it, and I see that you signed up for the $2.49. And it won't expire until January 14th, 2022.
Okay, perfect. So
yes,
now
ma'am.
We are all set. So my account and my mom's account will expire at the same time. That actually makes it much easier to remember.
Yes, ma'am. And also, and see what I was gonna say. Yeah, and also look out for your refund. You're gonna get two refunds for $2.49, and then of course you're gonna get two more charges for $2.49 because, well, you know, we refunded you and then you signed right back up again. So
right,
I guess
that's
everything
fine.
Is sort of like even out. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, is there anything else that I can do for you, ma'am?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for
your
help.
You're welcome. No, thank you for your patience. My system went down, but we made it. We got through it.
Yeah, it worked out great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. If there's nothing else, I want to thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership, and you have a great day, and you enjoy your upcoming weekend, okay?
Okay, thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.